starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
Tell you that the Berenson's mare had a new colt? Oh, you ought to see it. It's the cutest little thing.
Timmy, Jed West called you. Why didn't you call him back?
Jed West?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm not very hungry. I'll be excused.
All right, dear. Finish your milk, though, will you?
What do you do to mend a broken heart?
Oh, Paul, we don't need more questions. We need some answers. We can't let him go on this way. Let's be honest. Is there the slightest chance that Lassie will come home?
It would take a miracle, Ruth.
If only he could get interested in something else. Do you remember that little stray dog that Cully took in that had puppies a couple of weeks ago? Well, I'm sure he'd be delighted to let Timmy have one of those.
You know, it might help to keep Timmy busy. It'd give him a chance to learn to love something else again.
Well, are you trying to tell me that you want to take that off, girl? Well, let's take a look at that foot and see how it is. How's that feel? Well, looks good as new.
Lassie. Lassie. Lassie.
the idea's worth a try, Cully?
Anything's worth a try, Paul. Can't let my little friend Timmy just go on and on grieving. Like you said, something's got to fill the emptiness in his heart.
You know something else, Cully?
What's that?
Maybe it would be a good idea if you brought the pup to Timmy. You know, sometimes a friend can do more good than a parent can. And Timmy thinks the world of you, Cully.
Yeah, could be. This little tyke's the perkiest of the litter. I'm gonna blaze right down here just like Lassie. Guess maybe she can make Timmy forget, if anything can.
You're awfully small to have to fill a big empty space in a boy's life, but you're gonna have to try. Ruth, Cully brought the pup for Timmy.
She's a cute little cuss, ain't she?
My goodness. We're expecting an awful lot from you, little girl.
Is Timmy in his room?
Yes. He spends almost all his time there now.
Well, it's all hope.
Good luck, Cully, and thanks.
Where'd you come from? You just didn't come here all by yourself. Did you?
Mind if an old man butts in?
No.
Cute, ain't she? Kind of hard to believe she's been in this world only a few weeks.
She's kind of friendly.
That's because she needs a friend, Timmy.
Where'd you get her?
You remember that stray that came around my farm? Well, what do you think happened? She had a family. This is one of five, all looking for a home.
I bet there's a lot of boys that would like to have them.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah. And, of course, this one is the very best one of the whole litter. And being the best one, Timmy, and you and me being the best friends, I'd like you to have her.
Thanks, Mr. Cully, but... Well?
You'll do me that favor, won't you, Timmy?
If you want me to.
I knew he would. Well, I gotta be going. And you come and see me. You know, I haven't seen you for quite a while.
I'll come over, Mr. Cully. Been kind of busy, I guess.
And I miss you, Timmy.
You know, you are sort of cute. up, it's Saturday. And I sleep late on Saturdays. Find something else to play with.
Hello there, Timmy.
Out riding and visiting, huh?
I came to return the puppy.
Yeah. I see.
It isn't that I don't like her. It isn't that at all. She's gonna grow up to be a real fine dog.
Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, she has the makings, all right. Healthy and full of spirit.
You understand, don't you, Mr. Cully? It isn't that I don't appreciate your giving her to me.
Well, like I said to me, I thought, and well, until Lassie comes back home.
I'm expecting her home any day now. Maybe even this afternoon.
Well, that's good news.
But I'm not positive. But maybe.
Timmy, two good friends ought to be able to talk plain. Real plain, Timmy. Sit down. How long's it been since Lassie's been missing?
3 weeks. Or maybe a little more.
You're growing up to be a young man, and I know it isn't easy thinking certain things, but sometimes people have to. Did you ever think, Timmy, that maybe Lassie isn't coming home? Ever?
Sometimes.
600-700 miles ain't a walk around the corner. It's a long, long ways off.
I know that. I know more than a lot of people think I know.
Sure you do. You know, sometimes we nosy old folks don't give younger people full credit for things. But there's one thing we know, and that's through experience, Timmy. We all gotta try and get over things, no matter how much it hurts.
Everybody says that. Guess it's something I have to find out. Bye, Mr. Cully.
Sure you don't want to keep her, Timmy? She might help to fill that big empty hollow you got there.
Maybe someday. If what you said about getting over things is true. Bye.
We tried.
Dear?
Cleaning some things out of my closet.
But these are Lassie's toys.
I know. I'm getting rid of them.
I don't understand.
Lassie's never coming back, Mom. I don't think she's dead or anything. I bet she's got a new home right now with someone real nice. We'll just never see her again. That's all.
Oh, Timmy. I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse your mother. I'm pretty fond of Lassie, too, you know.
You won't feel so bad later on, Mom. It takes time to get over things.
I'm very proud of you, Timmy.
I have to take these somewhere.